Test, is this on? Okay, the Higher Education Subcommittee will come to order. DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Schoaf.
Here.
Vice Chair Placencia is excused. Ranking Member Benjamin.
Present.
Representatives Anderson.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Chambliss. Cross. Daniels.
Here.
Franklin.
Present.
Garcia.
Present.
Griffiths. Here. Maggard.
Here.
Horace. Here. Rudman.
Here.
Chair, there is a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Quorum being present, I want to welcome all of you here today. Please turn off anything that makes noise. Members, we're going to hear one bill today, and that's going to be CS for House Bill 1311 by Representatives LaMarca and Skidmore. You two are recognized.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 1311 is the Office of the Blue Economy. Florida has 8,436 miles of coastline, the second longest coastline among the U.S. states and territories, which contain essential, valuable, and iconic natural resources, which makes it the best place for the blue economy to plant its flag. In 2018, Florida's coastal counties generated more than $797 billion in economic value, or 77% of the state's more than $1 trillion economy at the time. Direct and indirect use of ocean and coastal resources contributed to nearly $74 billion of this. The bill establishes the Office of the Blue Economy of the state university system, requires the office to be housed within a state university and administered by the BOG and the state university system. It requires the office in part to connect the state's ocean and coastal resources to certain economic development strategies, survey state universities and colleges on the development of academic research, collaborate with relevant industries, develop and facilitate academic research and startup funding, promote the state's blue economy on a national and international platform, and maintain a website on which the office must publish information related to its responsibilities. And this requires the office by December 30th of 2025 and annually thereafter to report on the economic benefits of the office and the development of emerging marine and maritime industries. And that is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Members, we're in questions. Anyone have a question on the bill? Rep. Cross, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, both of you, for bringing this great bill forward. What will be the process for determining which state university this Office of Blue Economy will be housed in?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question, Rep. Cross. The Board of Governors will develop that process. It will be probably similar to the process that was used with the Semiconductor Institute that was created, that was also a similar process.
All right. Follow-up? All right. Any other members with questions? All right. Seeing no more questions, public testimony, we have one card. And that's going to be Tay Carmichael with the Marine Industries Association of South Florida is waving in support. Thank you for that. All right, members, debate. Anyone in debate? Rep. Chambliss, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for bringing this forward. I literally live a football throw away from the Keys. I'm like the southernmost on mainland, but then you have the Keys. And you think about all the industries who operate on those waters. But then I think about when I work with kids, how very few of them are having conversations about going into one of those local industries as a career. And so I'm really excited about this, and I'm excited about the educational campaign that kind of goes along with it. I think that there's great opportunity there, and I'm very much in support of your bill.
Thank you. Members, anyone else in debate? Rep. Cross, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to commend you both for bringing forward this. You know, our oceans and our aquatic ecosystems are some of our greatest assets in a state. And so I think this will bring some focus and some collaboration on how we can best value that and make sure that we're both protecting our oceans and utilizing them for their greatest potential to support our human population.
Thank you. All right. Members, last call. Any other debate? All right, Representative LaMarca and Skidmore, two of you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative LaMarca and Representative Cross. You said it so well. When I started talking about the blue economy a few years ago, no one really knew what I was talking about, and some folks are still not 100% sure. But when we're talking about the blue economy, we are talking about the economic value of our ocean and coastal resources and the state taking advantage of those. When you think about Florida as the most recognizable peninsula in the United States, with the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, the aquifers, Lake Okeechobee, rivers that run north, we should be ground zero nationally and globally for the blue economy. That is my hope for the Office of the Blue Economy. We created the Marine Research Hub of South Florida, which connected academic research, economic development, and then partnered with Ocean Exchange to create startup funding. That's the pipeline that the rest of the state needs to replicate, and that's what we're hoping the Office of the Blue Economy will be able to achieve for Florida. It is time for us to do this. We are in the middle of the UN decade of ocean sustainable growth, and it is really Florida needs to seize this opportunity today to be able to be part of this economic conversation. So thank you so much.
All right, having closed on the bill, DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Schoaf?
Yes.
Vice Chair Plasencia? Ranking Member Benjamin?
Yes.
Representatives Anderson?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Daniels?
Yes.
Franklin?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Redman?
Yes.
That is 14 yeas, 0 nays.
Outstanding. All right. By your vote, members, show that CS for House Bill 1311 is passed. Congratulations. All right, members, it has been a pleasure serving with all of you on this committee. There's always a chance that we could fire it back up and meet again, but for now it looks like this will be our last meeting. I just want to thank each of you and our amazing staff. They've done a great job, a ton of work done behind the scenes, and for those of you that have taken advantage of meeting with them, you know just how much data and how much work and how much analysis goes into what they do every day. Wanted to see if my ranking member, Rep. Benjamin, do you have any closing comments?
It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Very good. All right. Seeing no further business, Representative Benjamin moves we rise. And without objection, the meeting is adjourned.